Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Don't forget, you can tune in to Padres Social Hour, hosted by Jesse Ankler, Monday through Thursdays at 7 p.m. Padres play here on 97.3 The Fan, although it is not Monday through Thursday today. It is Friday, and on Friday's Woodsy at 7:30, we get to talk to Craig Elston with some streaming television recommendations for the weekend. He has been absolutely a blessing during this pandemic, I think, for a lot of our Tier 1 listeners.
Turned me on to a few shows that I, like Mr. Impossible, what was it?
Mr. In Between.
God, it was great. Finished it. Amazing. He and I collaborated yesterday on a podcast for Dave. Just so many. I started Atlanta. That's brilliant. Craig on fire.
So we will talk to Craig Elston right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danning. All right, let's go out to our SDCCU fan hotline. Welcome Craig Elston, CMO of the San Diego Sockers, host of the Crossing Streams podcast, back to Ben and Woods. Craig, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ben. Good morning, Woods. And a public tip of the cap to our compatriot Paul Reindl for his last night of being a single man living in the world. Very excited for the big nuptials. Coming up, and my congrats to Paul and Megan.
Craig, I'm going to be home alone tonight because Megan's going to be staying with her mom and her sister. Typically, I would have some friends over or, you know, go blow it out for my last night as a single man, but I'm going to be home alone in a quiet little house, so I don't know. Give us something to watch.
That's like the hottest thing that's the sexiest, most attractive thing I can think of doing right now is being home alone.
God. You want to come over? You can be socially distant on the couch. And...
No, because you're there. I want to be by myself, Paul.
Yeah, that's it. I was just going to say, I'd invite you over to the backyard, but I think I'd be spoiling your special night. I mean,
that's exactly right, man.
Well, and, I see on today's.
You won't have access.
Yeah, I see on today's recommendations actually show that one of my favorites that I've watched all the way through. However, we're going to start in a different direction. What's up first today, Craig?
All right, Ben. Thank you for keeping us on track. Three shows each week recommend. Try to give you a different.
Hey, Craig, before you go on.
Oh, God.
I interrupted Bob Costas and cut him off yesterday. Don't think I won't cut you off at a moment's notice if you start going long-winded.
I understand. I know. Once you've done it to Costas, I know where I stand. So
exactly.
Get right into it. Try to give you a variety, three different shows each week, three different styles of shows, so that hopefully one of these clicks for you. Starting off with Netflix's Dead to Me, which had their second season come out just a couple of weeks ago, two seasons, 10 episodes each, hour-long show. I'll tell you what I really like about Dead to Me. This is a show featuring a couple of actors who are generally second billing or third billing in their shows that are getting a chance to step into major roles, starting with Christina Applegate, you know, going all the way back to Married with Children and Anchorman, et cetera. She's a recent widow. Her husband has been killed in a hit-and-run accident, and she's befriended at a mourning group by Linda Cardellini, another person you've seen, whether it be from Mad Men to Bloodline to Freaks and Geeks, and you can go down the line. But Linda Cardellini is one of those faces that you know but doesn't often get to have a leading role. Well, this is one of those shows, guys, where the audience knows more than the lead characters do. Linda Cardellini's character has had something to do with the death of Christina Applegate's husband, but they are becoming friends and getting into a relationship together, dealing with Linda's ex-husband, played by James Marsden, who was Cyclops on X-Men.
By the way, Westworld. His name His name in the show, Stephen Wood.
Yes, it is Stephen Wood. It is
Stephen Wood. It's James Marsden and I look very much alike. Very, very similar in appearance.
I mean, you're basically mirror images
basically
of one
twins.
Another.
Yeah.
So this is a show that's part woman power, part murder mystery, part commentary on growing into middle age. It's a lot of fun. There's a number of reversals in the plot as well. When you go from season one to season two, a lot of things kind of flip on their head a little bit. But this is a fun one for a couple to watch together. This is a fun one for the adults in the family to watch. I will just say Christina Applegate's character, Jen, is extremely foul-mouthed. So
yes.
It's not one to watch around the kids, but it's a good show. It's an entertaining show. It's got a lot of plot twists, and this is one that you can just kind of sit in and burrow into. It's not going to take you into a heavy place, but it's going to be a good amount of fun. So,
you know, I totally forgot. As you're describing it, I realized Shelley and I did watch like the first episode, and then for some reason we never never kind of kept going on it. But I now remember the details that you were sharing, and I did enjoy it. I wish that didn't happen so often.
I know.
You kind of start watching something and then you kind of forget about it and you didn't even realize that you got started on it. Maybe that's just me.
It's funny you said that. It's funny you said that, Ben, because I actually did the exact same thing. I clicked on it thinking that I had never watched, and it started on episode two. And I was like, oh, wait, I did watch this, a long time ago. But once I got into it a little bit, it was one that I stayed through and went into season two. So hoping some other folks we'll catch on to that. Next show on the list, I'm thinking this is the one you're talking about, Ben, is Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan.
Yeah, and you know, I went to it with – I love the Clancy books, the Jack Ryan series, the movies, the Harrison Ford, Alec Baldwin, Hunt for Red October, and I thought maybe I've done it enough. I don't need a reboot. But then I started watching, and I got hooked. I got hooked, and I have watched both seasons, all 16 episodes.
Jim Halpert, right?
Yep, that's him.
Does he stare? Does he turn to the camera and
doesn't.
Goofy face?
He's not Jim at all in
he
this
is
one.
Always. It's why I can't watch. He is the most typecast human being alive, in my opinion.
Well, it's a great point, actually, you make, Woods, because John Krasinski taking over a pure action role is something that takes a little bit getting used to, and I don't know about you, Ben. You mentioned it. There's two seasons of this, 16 episodes on Amazon Prime. That was an issue I had somewhat in the first season, was just struggling to see him as Jack Ryan. I did get over that as the show continued. But the reason I'm recommending this to the listeners is this is if you're looking for some escapist classic action adventure. I would say that Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan is movie-level adventure, action, political thriller being done on the small screen. It's got a big budget. It's got international locations. You're going to see all of the excitement, you know, whether it's a terrorist compound getting raided or a threat on a particular city, et cetera, et cetera. Like all that stuff plays out just like it would on the big screen. And I actually think Krasinski has developed into the role very well. Season two, sending Jack to Venezuela on another global political thriller. He's got as his cohort our buddy from The Wire, who is playing the help me out.
James Greer, who is John James Earl Jones in the later movies, but this is like a younger version of him.
Absolutely, but he's good, and they add a little bit of depth to his character. So, again, talking about different genres, right? If you're looking something to maybe watch with your wife, I say Dead to Me. But if you're home alone and you're just looking to grind into some hardcore action, Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan delivers, and it's very solid. I think it's very slickly done, very professionally done. So
I liked it, and I think the Jack Ryan character overall is just a really good fictional character. You know, the guy who's always kind of thrown in a little bit into situations over his head, but then handles them with such intelligence and figures things out and somehow comes out on top. I always enjoyed that character.
All right, last for me, guys, is that my top recommendation for the morning is one I've actually had in the quiver here for a few weeks for our Ben and Wood segments, because I've always been asking myself, is it too soon? Is it too soon? Are we ready to do this? And I'll just say right off the top, your mileage may vary a little bit, because I'm asking you the question, are you ready for a really funny comedy where a pandemic is pretty much the major plot point?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm ready for that, Craig.
Well, if so, Medical Police is the show for you. This is one that we've reviewed on Crossing Streams at the beginning of 2020. It's a hidden gem. on Netflix. 10 episodes. It's a comedy. It's a laugh riot. And it's from the makers of an old Adult Swim and web series called Children's Hospital. There are a lot of familiar faces in the cast, from Rob Corddry, Malin Ackerman, Rob Hubel, and Aaron Hayes play the lead characters. And this is a completely farcical, funny, silly look at folks working and living in a children's hospital. But they wind up becoming international medical police trying to chase down a virus that's spreading. And the virus is nothing like the coronavirus, of course. It's called the Sao Paulo virus. But it's funny. It's silly. Very silly. So if you're looking for something kind of goofy to take your mind off of things, believe it or not, and there's more than just the pandemic to take your mind off of these days, medical police is... it's a laugh riot. It's silly and it's goofy and it's fun. So if you're looking to escape that way and you can handle the fact that they are talking about a pandemic, but they're not talking about it like Contagion, Dustin Hoffman is nowhere to be found here, guys. This is a fun show, a funny show, and it's something that if you're just looking to lighten your mood, you can click that on and thank me later.
Before you go, Craig, how did the podcasting with Woodsy go earlier this week talking about Dave? I actually did watch the first episode and was quite amused by Dave, so I'm going to try to stick with that one.
Brand new episode just popped yesterday at lunchtime, Ben. Thank you for asking. Got 3 full show reviews on there. So Bosch season 6. So when your folks, Ben, finish up watching, they can go and click in. First half hours on Bosch season 6, second half hours on What We Do in the Shadows, and why that's my top comedy of the year. The vampire mockumentary we recommended
last week's funny, dude. Yeah. I watched a couple episodes, hysterical.
And then last half hour is Woodsy and I breaking down Dave, a show that I feel is going to be in my top 10 at the end of the year. So trying to add a lot more comedy into these recommendations, because as grim as things can be sometimes, you just need a moment to go and put something on and laugh. And I think from the last 3 weeks, Dave, What We Do in the Shadows, Medical Police, 3 great comedies that should keep you laughing.
Craig Elston, Crossing Streams podcast, and just giving us the right tips to get us through for TV watching during the pandemic. Appreciate it as always, buddy. Have a good weekend.
Thank
you. Bet. Talk to you next week.
And Craig appearing on our SDCCU fan hotline. Vote SDCCU for best credit union in the Union Tribune readers poll daily at sdccu.com/vote. San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better. And this segment of Ben and Woods is brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Fed up with companies selling your data? DuckDuckGo is on it. They help millions of people like you take back their privacy online. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers, all for free. DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified. All right, that was Ben Reed's DuckDuckGo, immediately followed by Ben Reed's Raps.
It's a classic, it's a slap, I never heard the track. You haven't lived till Ben Reed's rap. It's a classic, it's a slap, I never heard the track. You haven't lived till Ben Reed's rap. It's a classic, it's a slap, I never heard the track. You haven't lived till Ben Reed's rap. It's a classic, it's a slap, I never heard the track. You haven't lived till Ben Reed's rap. Friday, 7:50 a.m., not an a.m. Ben's about to play himself. Woods can't wait to play him. Being so dang polite, he uses no obscenities. Ben's about as nice as the room's amenities. Where you at? I'm in the driveway, you on the highway. How's he never heard this song? Who knows, bro? No way. Setting up weekends full of laughter, full of play. Ben's about to put your classes. Gotta slap in major ways, major lanes. Should've knew that. How'd he do that? Longing for the day he tries to say, chop the screw wraps. Ben, don't do this. Don't do that. We know you never heard the verses. Know you really blew that. It's a classic, it's a slap.
We are streaming this on Instagram Live as well. You can go watch our beloved Ben Higgins and my fine shaky camera
work. Woodsy played just a mean trick on me yesterday. My wife Shelley made him a pizza.
Yes.
And because he was requesting that, and I gave it to him, and he said, "Oh, this is so great. I'm not going to make you read raps tomorrow." He was just kidding.
I'm just joking.
Still going to read it.
You're absolutely going to read it. All right, hey.
Okay.
Just go until you really
can't go anymore.
Yeah.
Where do I start? Right,
where
right at the very top?
Right there.
Okay.
All right. Oh, God.
Cole World. Yeah. Let me take y'all back, man, as I do so well. Wasn't nothing like that. Man, it wasn't nothing like that first time. She was in my math class. Long hair, brown skin with the fat. ass. Sat beside me, used to laugh at mad jokes. The teacher always got mad, so we passed notes. It started off so innocent. She had a vibe and then started digging it. I was a young and straight crushing, trying to play this as cool, but an end couldn't wait to get to school, because when I seen them thighs on her and them hips on her and them lips on her, got me daydreaming. Man, what? I'm thinking how she ride on it. If she's... just going to skip that line.
All right.
If it may... I'm going to skip that line, too. As time oh goes by, attraction's getting deeper. Wet.
Oh.
Thinking that I'm smashing, but I'm sleeping. This is hard. I want it bad, and I ain't never been obsessed before. She wrote a note that said, "Have you ever had sex before?" Damn. And I ain't never did this before, no. And I ain't never did this before, no. And I ain't never did this before, no. And I ain't ever did this before, no. And I ain't never did this before, no. I ain't never did this before, no. And I ain't never did this before, no. And I ain't never did this before, no. I wrote back and said, of course I had sex before. Knowing I was fronting, I said I was like a pro, baby. Knowing I was stunting. But if I told the truth, I know I'd get played out, son. Hadn't been in... since the day I came out one. But she don't know what, so she done rolled back and told me, "Oh, you a pro, homie. Well, I want you to show me. My mama gone for the weekend." Okay. That's just
not appropriate. It's just a tale of young love, man.
Not good appropriate, Lord. Though, for this time of the morning on this particular FM channel that we work on.
Paul's fiance was watching live and actually said,
"I haven't had so much trouble. It's been months since I've really, really been so uncomfortable."
Megan said, "This is dividing the country even further." So you know, Ben. So well done.
I'm almost glad that school kids are not being driven right now to school in cars, which minimizes perhaps their exposure to this inappropriate segment that we really ought to rethink at some point.
No. Never, never,
I want
never.
To apologize. Just that was a little too risque.
That one got you. You should have seen the ones I weeded through. That was the tame one.
I had to do more editing, not just of bad words, but of entire phrases,
and situations.
Lines. Yeah.
I liked when you talked about her hips and her thighs.
And then that was as far as I was willing to go this morning. It was... very difficult. Very difficult for me, Woods.
Well done. I will post this on our Instagram. You can go
or not.
Watch
you don't
it.
Have to.
I'm going to do that right now.
Woo! It's the best part about Ben not using our social media. We can post all that stuff.
Yeah, he doesn't have the passwords or anything. It's great.
Don't forget, when we come back on Monday, Padres fans, it's going to be time to party like it's 1998. Beginning this coming Monday, Gwynn and Chris will interview a member of the 1998 World Series Padres each afternoon at 5 p.m. Just tune in to Gwynn and Chris as they party like it's 1998. It sparked an interesting question, Woods. Do Padres fans celebrate 1998 too much?
Yes.
That's an interesting question, or you're just saying, yes, they celebrate it too much?
I'm answering that interesting question. Don't you think?
Well, it's hard, because what else would they celebrate? So you're just saying Padres fans can't celebrate anything, then? They don't have anything celebratory that they can actually look back on. And
Tony Gwynn.
You can celebrate Tony Gwynn as much as you want.
Trevor Hall.
They were both on that 98 team.
They were.
That's part of it. Oh, all right.
But to each their own, you know.
We'll come back, talk minor league baseball with one of our favorites, Katie Wu. Tough time for the minors. We'll get her thoughts coming next. It's Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.